Welcome back, listeners, to Sandman Stories Presents, a folklore podcast where I read you to sleep or until the next story. I'm your host, Dustin. Today we are back in the book of Creole folklore, hanging out with Brother Bear, Brother Buki, the hyena, and Brother Rabbit, who you just know is going to cause trouble. Plus, a bonus story about a man who drinks with the frogs long before Budweiser. Okay, let's begin. Brother Rabbit and Brother Bear. One day, Brother Bear invited Brother Rabbit and Brother Buki to dine with him. He told them he had bought butter, cheese, and biscuits, but he said, "Before dinner, you must come to help me break some corn from my horse." Brother Rabbit and Brother Buki accepted the invitation of Brother Bear, and all three went into the field before daybreak. At 9 o'clock, they saw Brother Rabbit prick up his ears.
"What is the matter?" said Brother Bear.
"I never saw anything so annoying as the people at my house. They are calling me and disturbing me in my work."
"I don't hear anything," said Brother Bear.
"It is because you and Brother Buki have such small ears that you can't hear. My ears are so long that I can hear miles away."
He went away and came back a moment later, saying it was for his wife, who was beginning to be sick. He did the same thing 3 times during the day. At noon, he said his wife was in the middle of her sickness. At 3 o'clock, he came back very sad and merely said, "All is finished." Brother Bear and Brother Buki pitied him very much, because they thought it was his wife who was dead. Instead of that, each time Brother Rabbit had said he was going to his wife's house, he went to the house of Brother Bear and ate a little bit of his provisions. And when he said, "It is finished," he had finished eating all. At 5 o'clock, the three friends left their work and went to the house of Brother Bear. You may imagine how Brother Bear was angry when he saw that all his provisions had disappeared. Immediately he accused Brother Rabbit, but he swore it was not him. "I shall know right off. All three of us will go and lie down on that plank, which is in the water in the sun, and the thief will surely be sick." Brother Rabbit, who was very impudent, said, "Yes," because he expected to lie down in the shade by the side of Brother Bear, who was much larger than he. Brother Buki also said yes. They went to the plank, and Brother Rabbit was not pleased when he saw that it was the stage of a boat, and he would not be able to stick to Brother Bear to be in the shade. They lay down on the plank at a distance from one another, and no sooner were they there when Brother Rabbit felt very sick on account of the water and the sun, and he began to throw up all he had eaten.
"Aha! I have caught you, comrade," said Brother Bear. "You will pay for that, and I am going to hang you."
"Hang me if you wish. I don't care," said Brother Rabbit. "But if you want, I shall give you a good way. Make a hole in the wall and pass the rope through it. You and Brother Buki will not be in the sun to pull the rope and hang me. While you will be hanging me, I shall cry. And when I shall not cry, it will be a sign that I have no voice left, and I shall be dead."
Brother Bear did what Brother Rabbit had said and tied him. But when Brother Bear and Brother Buki were in the house, he untied himself and hung by his feet. Brother Bear pulled on the rope. Brother Rabbit cried loud, then so low that Brother Bear and Brother Buki thought he was dead, and they went to see on the other side of the wall. They only saw the dust Brother Rabbit was making, and they heard his voice saying, "You see, I'm smarter than you, and I thank you for the good dinner I had at your house." The end. Okay, and the second story, The Man and the Frogs. Once upon a time, there was a drunk man who was returning to his village and who passed by a little river where there were many, many frogs. He heard the frog say, "Brum, brum, brum."
"Ah," said the man, "you want my rum. I shall give you a little, but you must promise to give me back my jug."
"But tell me, is the water deep there?"
"Jew, jew, jew," said the frogs.
"Oh," said the man, "that is not very deep. Here is my rum."
He threw his jug in the water, and he waited a good while. Then he said, "Well, gentlemen, send me back my jug. It is late. I must go back home. They are waiting for me."
But the frogs did not send back anything. Then the man threw himself into the water that was very deep and came to his neck.
"Confounded liars," said the man. "You told me the water would come up to my knees, genou, and it is up to my neck."
As he was drunk, he drowned. The end.
That last tale works better if you speak a little Creole. Genou is knees. Also, I changed it from an ethnic identity to just a man, because there are enough drunken, insert ethnicity here, stereotypes. So he was originally the drunken man, and I just changed it to the drunk man. The first story reminds me of so many tales with animals boasting about their hearing or sight or sense of smell. I didn't really like the vomiting part, but I did like Robert's cleverness, like usual. And today's podcast shout-out is to Radio Omniglot. This is a cool podcast that gives out the etymologies of interesting words, along with maintaining a website that has a phrase guide for a large number of languages, just so you can have a chance at speaking some of the most basic phrases. As someone who travels the world, I can tell you that it is always a bonus when you can say a few phrases in the local language. It's helped me many times in my travels. And so if you like them as much as I do, go and give them a listen, a rating, or just visit their website. And the listener shout-out is to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Its name comes from the Malay meaning a muddy confluence. Originally a small village, it grew in population when Chinese miners were invited by the local chief, Raja Abdullah bin Raja Jafar. To my 12% of my listeners from Malaysia, I say, Terima kasih dan selamat malam. Thank you, and good night.